Welcome to the Shepherd's Call, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight. Glad to have you aboard. We've got an interesting program coming up for you. Just stay tuned. We'd like to inform you tonight, praise Yahweh, that you can also hear us on shortwave radio at Captain Steve Anderson's radio. That's Patriot, United Patriot Radio. And that's out of Somerset, Kentucky, on frequency 6900. We'll be there tonight with a two-hour show starting at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you'd like some more information on the truth as it comes down, and ladies and gentlemen, have you ever seen such perilous, fearful times raging across America tonight and the world at large? Everybody's getting worried about anthrax. We got Dr. Gary here, which is a noted expert. We will be interviewing him extensively tonight on this subject. We've got, again, Pastor Jim Van Dyne of the House of Yahweh here in Andrews, North Carolina, where we are fellowshipping and feast. And we have discussed this among us. Dr. Gary, these are very, very interesting, to say the least, times. And these could turn very perilous, as you very well know. So the scriptures, I'd like to read a portion of scripture tonight to get us started here and set the tone for our message tonight. We're going to talk about the reaping of the earth, and we believe that there is a possibility. We read the agenda of the enemy, that we call them the reptilians, and Dr. Gare, that agenda is to eliminate, if you will, at least 4 billion people, or maybe more, out of the population to reduce it. And we can see the possibilities coming up here real fast, praise Yahweh. Now, let me read the scripture, Dr. Gary, and then let's get into the deadly virus, the anthrax situation here, and we'll let you comment on it, and then Pastor Jim and I will discuss it after you set it up and tell us the mechanics of how this deadly virus works. I understand it is extremely contagious, and it only takes, I believe you told me, one canister could utilized, could probably perhaps destroy in a New York City probably a million or more people. So that to me, that's a deadly weapon.
Oh, very deadly.
That is, what would it cost to, do you have the figures on what it would cost to manufacture a canister of anthrax?
It would probably be one of the least expensive forms of mass terrorism that you could get. Certainly, we had some information the other day on the E-bomb that is certainly on the internet right now. And I think its cost to a terrorist would be about $400. This would certainly, if you had the initial sample of the anthrax, it could cost much, much less than that, and certainly would give more bang for the buck, so to speak.
Well, let me read this scripture, and we'll set the tone for our message. We're glad to have you aboard, and our message tonight is designed and structured to reach the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We believe it's gathering time, ladies and gentlemen, where the eagles are gathered together. And America, Dr. Gare, we believe that America is Israel. And we believe that the enemy knows that. And we do believe that they've got a diabolical plan to eliminate the Aryan white race. Now, last night we discussed some of the prophecies of Demetrius
Dudeman,
and we also got in some prophecies from Nostradamus. We dug the old book out, and we are aware, as we were talking last night, we failed to mention that it is reported, we can't confirm this, but there is suspicion that Nostradamus had a Jewish mother.
That's correct.
And so there's a little, some folks called us after the show and reminded us that that he may perhaps be Jewish, and we understand that. We forgot to mention it. But as we told the callers last night, that we take truth anywhere it comes from. Now, there's a scripture in the Bible that said that the children of darkness are wiser than the children of light. Now, if they speak the truth, now, Bible says, here's how you tell. If it comes to pass, then you'll know that he had spoke through that prophet. We know that there was a time, and you know, Yahweh does some strange things here, Dr. Gary. You quoted this scripture today at the breakfast table with me this morning while we were having breakfast, and you mentioned the fact that Yahweh would send them a strong delusion to believe a lie and be down. So the purposes that Yahweh has intended, and we know through the four Babylonian kingdoms that is set up, Jim can speak about this just a little bit later in the show, that there are expressed four kingdoms that will rise up out of the earth, and Yahweh set every one of them up, and Yahweh took every one of them down. Now, we read the Bible, the way we read the Bible, that in the end time, there will be a time of Jacob's trouble. This is quoted several places, Matthew 24 for one, then Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. A time of Jacob's trouble. Well, we're sorry for that interruption. We got some automation equipment that wants to do its thing here tonight. Praise Yahweh.
I wonder if the Arabs did it.
Well, they're getting blamed for everything else in the world that happened. You know, Dr. Gary, if there is another group with an agenda, it looks like to me that this would be a perfect time for them to play all their cards, you know, if they wanted to do something detrimental to the American people tonight, and they wanted to blame some other nation. We do know that certain of these nations that would love to see the Arab people and their demise, we know that they have the anthrax biological weapons, and probably more than that, probably even more deadly. So we've got an agenda here that we've got to look at very closely, and we need to question everything and trust nobody at this point, not even our own government, because we stand suspect to some of the things in the past. We're talking about Ruby Ridge, Waco, and things of this nature. So we believe that there's some problems here, Dr. Gary. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, you know, most of the terrorist countries that are at least classified as such have the weapons of mass destruction. And I believe it was in Papa Bush's administration, he set Saddam Hussein up with anthrax and other bacterium, you know, to use this in, you know, in terrorist activities. And little did we know that one day we would probably have them used on us. So, yes, they all have it. Information by Mr. Larry Harris, the microbiologist, has, and some of the information that he's put out has informed us that over 100 cells of terrorist groups from Iraq are in this country and have been in this country for many years, just waiting for the right holy day to begin their activity. And I believe it's coming very, very soon.
Well, I can agree with that, Dr. Gann. I can see the possibilities here falling into place. Let me go into the 14th chapter of the book of Revelation and give you a frightening scenario here with the other angel. And this other angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, "Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped." Now, this is a pretty frightening message here, you know, from this angel that rose up. to thrust in the sickle, and another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle, and another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle to the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Well, that is a very frightening prophecy here. And the earth is going to be reaped. And now, did you notice what it said here, Dr. Gary? That those that were reaped in this angelic dispensational time about the angels here, that these that were reaped from the earth, they were marked specifically to be gathered into the wine press. Now, you know what that means. Till the blood ran out of the wine press the bridles of the horses in the streets and things of this nature, as the terminology goes here. Now, we believe that that would be spiritually interpreted as a time of trouble. Now, the wicked, the Bible said, he saved the wicked for the day of his wrath. And Dr. Gary, anthrax, a deadly virus, it's a spore, I believe you were telling me, and it's highly contagious. Now, if these were strategically placed around some of the major cities of the earth, do you see, if this is possible and if it can happen, and we are very frightened right now that the possibilities after today's news account of someone in Florida, I believe, having the contacted the virus and the anthrax, and then we have a potential for a problem?
Yes, we certainly do. The in the book that we've been reading out of today on terrorism and anthrax and many of the other germ warfare products, it mentioned that if the United States were prepared and knew the time and the date and that the anthrax or whatever was going to be sprayed, only 150 million people would probably die. If they did not know the time or the place and that germ warfare was initiated, then 230 million people would die. So this is a very big problem. It is certainly the capable hands of those that have been working with it for years. And if indeed they have a vow to take as many lives, they will certainly use it.
I agree with that. Dr. Gant, let me throw another scenario at you. This is a prophecy, and you know we are men that believe in the mighty name of Yahweh, and we believe that these are prophetic times that we live in. Perilous time, the Bible speaks about that. So we're trying to, a biblical perspective. We've got enough of analyzers out there, analysts that are trying to analyze for the city of them a spiritual analysis of current events. Now, we're going to quote the scripture that our Heavenly Father, Yahweh Shua in a flesh body, came down here and he quoted in the fourth chapter of the book of Luke, and he quoted out of Isaiah 61, the Spirit of Yahweh. He took the Bible and opened it up in the temple and said, it is upon me because Yahweh hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh. Now, right there, Dr. Gary, he stopped dead. Pastor Jim, you're aware of this scripture here, I'm sure. He stopped right there in the one half of this passage of scripture in Psalms, or in Isaiah 61, verse 2. Stopped right dead in the middle and closed the book. But I'd like to give you, Jim, Pastor Jim, a chance to come on in, comment on this as I read the rest of the story here. and the day of vengeance of our God, the day of vengeance. Well, now, the angel that thrust in his sickle reaped. And then we know in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew, it says that he will gather all the fish that offend. These are peoples of the earth, and they will be gathered and cast into the fire. So we got a day of vengeance here, Brother Jim. And if you would comment on the equalization of our, we're talking about America here, and why that the Jews are so adamant that we are the great Satan and that we will have to pay for our sins. Could you comment on that, Jim?
Well, the Arabs, the Islamics, believe that we are the great Satan for the simple fact that we're being totally controlled and manipulated and run by the Canaanites. And coming from that standpoint of view, I can understand fully why they call us that, the great Zog, the Zionist occupied government.
Well, the likely targets, if we're going to have a war here, Dr. Gary, and I believe, Pastor Jim, you believe this, that we are on the verge of something huge happening here. And the most likely targets in the U.S. and for the world at large, for that matter, if this is going to be a third world war, and if we look at Jacob's trouble, as quoted in Matthew, and also, like I said, in Jeremiah chapter 7, or verse 7 of chapter 30, for one thing, it will not be a single target, but rather many hundreds of targets simultaneously across the country. For example, if they use this deadly virus, this bacteria, that is it. Dr. Gary is reminding me that it's not a virus, it's a bacteria. And I believe it has a deadly microbe that is so small, about 1/25,000th of an inch long, which means that you have to have a microscope. Dr. Gary, is that correct?
That's correct. And these spores that this microbe produces can have a life of 5,000 years in a dry place.
Man.
So even if they bury animals or people that have died from anthrax in the ground, that spore is still active.
Well, for instance, if a canister, Dr. Gary, if a canister of this deadly bacteria was released in a subway, what would be the consequences, say, a major subway in New York City?
If indeed anthrax were sprayed, first of all, it has no smell. It is looking for a warm, moist medium on which to land. Of course, when it's inhaled, it has the medium that it needs. The first signs, they have flu-like symptoms. You might start with... The first signs might be some sinus problems, maybe a cough. And if it gets to this stage, which it occurs very, very rapidly, disease, we'll call it a disease, develops so quickly that it's too late at that point in time to counteract it with a medicine of any kind. That's why it's so very important. If indeed people are going to be using this to spray on the unsuspecting American public, they had better start taking some precautions to counteract the possibility of inhaling the spores.
No. Well, I see the simplicity of this and the enormous possibility that if we go into these foreign countries with this large contingent of invasion armies, then we leave our shores unprotected. We are going to have a skeleton crew, you might say, here to protect the masses of the people. And, for instance, I'll give you an example here. Let's suppose, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong, Dr. Gary, let's say that a vehicle is going down the road. They open the window, and let's say they're going 60 miles an hour, and they are probably in a major thoroughfare in a large city. And they don't have the government has told us not to worry, that these mechanisms of delivery are not as serious as we might think, because they don't have the aerosol capabilities to tag these, make them bombs, spray bombs, if you will. But let's say that a vehicle is going now 60 miles an hour and opens a window and the valve of a canister, and what do we got here, a fog of death?
Absolutely a fog of death, with the particle size being so small. Just a small gust of wind could carry these spores for many, many miles, infecting many, many people. Mm-hmm. And the downside of this, of anthrax, is the fact that if people start to feel the secondary or the primary effects of the anthrax and they start coughing, then the coughing in itself will spread the bacteria as widely as the aerosol spray would on the initial release.
Well, what about actually, let's say they were going out through the farmland of Iowa and Kansas and the major crop lands that feed America. Maybe let's go down, Pastor Jim, if we were down in the valley of California, this great vegetable growing valley, fruit and things of this nature. And let's say that they sprayed this canister right out of a car going, and that's the aerosol effect, it would catch in the wind. And the wind would spread it. What about the deadly virus over the farmlands? And could anyone eating the crops come down with this anthrax, which is 100% fatal?
Oh, yes, of course. And then you have the animals, the cows and maybe deer, and some of those that will be coming in eating the wheat and the grass and so on and so forth. And then you fix one of them for dinner.
And it gets in the meat and packing industry.
That's right. Another scenario you could have is your youngster going down to the movie theater and sitting in there watching a movie, and somebody in there who has it coughs. Now everybody has it.
And it's that deadly. Yes. It's that contagious, is what you're saying.
That's right.
Well, this is a fearful thing. And, of course, you know, when we read about the angels thrusting in their sickle, means that man has the capacity, 10 times over probably right now, through the biological aspect. The biological itself was at one time a protected weapon by the United States and probably Russia in the 50s. But then this has got out of hand. It's just like the genie's out of a bottle. And it's a tit for a tat. And, of course, the Arabs, if they're going to get blamed for this, what have they got to lose except start the war?
Yeah, they don't have anything to lose.
Well, we're coming down on break, Dr. Gary and Pastor Jim here. We're in Andrews, North Carolina. We are at the Feast of Tabernacles, and we are trying to get to the bottom of some of the scenarios that could possibly happen, and we're living in fearful times. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never called on the great name of Yahweh, it's time for you to call on Him. And how can you call on Him without a preacher? And how can He preach except He be sent? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Now, we're not nervous about dying. We're ready to die. And if America is to burn as Demetrius said it would, and other prophets, Dr. Gary, you're aware of that, and so are we here tonight, gathered in Andrews, we believe that America is the chosen land of Israel. Dr. Gary, for the last 2 nights, has talked about the message of George Washington and his vision that he saw. We're going to cover that when we come back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to The Shepherd's Call. Our guest tonight, Dr. Gary Haygood out of Natchez, Mississippi, and Pastor Jim Van Dyne out of Andrews, North Carolina. We'll be right back after the break. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to The Shepherd's Call tonight. We're live on Truth Radio. We are having some technical difficulties at the studio where we're automated tonight, coming out of Truth, out of, what is the name of that?
Delano,
California. So we'll get that cleared up, and we hope that we're audioing coming through tonight for you. Praise Yahweh. Now, let me, Dr. Gary and Pastor Jim, let me direct these questions, and then I'm going to turn it over to you two guys and let you run with it for the rest of the remaining time while I've got the expertise here to get to the bottom of this question here. The question is, is there a schedule for these attacks? And I'm going to quote a quote out of the Bioterrorism Secrets for Survival, and this is Duncan Long, and Spencer Jones is the author of this book, and this was written in, by the way, 1998. And here are they giving some examples here, and this is his question, is there a schedule for these? And they saw this coming in 1998, Dr. Gary.
That's right. They sure did.
Indeed. The attacks will begin sometime in the next few years. Well, here we are in 2001, 3 years later. The attacks are centered on Muslim holy days that occur in the next few years. There is one in 1999, a window, and now get this, and one in 2001. One thing is for certain, before the year 2002, the population of the United States will be reduced to less than 50 million. Dr. Gary, that's astounding. Could you comment on that?
Well, that makes you stop and think that this is definitely the time of Jacob's trouble. And I truly believe that that Satan has been working overtime to bring this about. And I understand in Afghanistan now, they're having a problem with an infectious disease that's causing bleeding from every orifice of the body, and they have quarantined certain people over there. So it looks like the devil's working overtime to bring about mass confusion and threats from both sides. That's what it appears.
Well, let me give you another comment out of this book by Duncan Long. Comment that he makes here is astounding. I'm just reading it here.
Okay, that may be the conversation between the Iraqi female and Larry Harris?
I believe so.
Okay, well, that's probably the Iraqi female that's giving the information to Larry Harris.
I see. Okay, all right. So you set it up for me, and let me give you... You see the great Muslim priest, that is the Muslim holy man, have for 20 years predicted to us that the great Satan... their term for the U.S., by the way, would strike the heel of Allah sometime in 1999. Now, if this is documented from their prophecies, and that would set off a timetable based on the Quran. This is their holy book of Mohammed. The heel of Allah, by the way, is Kuwait. Now, that happened in 1991, where that they struck at the heel, and they're predicting... the fulfilling of this prophecy that started a timetable ticking down toward these Muslim holy days in 1999 and the year 2001 when the revolt against the great Satan is to begin. Well, we've had the Arabs accused of hijacking planes and bringing them into American airspace and crashing them, four crashes on 9/11 of 2001, and the Muslim men predict that by 2001, the Muslims will rule the world through a major war, and the final battle, they say, will be victorious. And that brings us back into the prophecy of Genesis 27, verse 40, where it says that they will indeed break the yoke, and they will have the dominion. Now, this is a frightful prediction here. And ladies and gentlemen, we might be playing with fire. Dr. Gary, comment on that. Let me turn this mic over to Pastor Jim and your brother and run with this thing.
Well, as we have discussed in some of the previous shows, that the Arab has known for many, many years that they were going to have a final battle against the Jews and the people that support them. And if you go in and start looking at our country and the people behind the scenes, the people behind the banks, the people behind... the Federal Reserve, the people that put out the news, the television and the newspapers, you find out that they are totally controlled by the Jews. And someone even mentioned that the state of Israel in the Middle East is just another state of the United States of America, and that's why on a yearly basis the United States gives them between $7 and $9 billion plus weapons of mass destruction. So I think the Arabs know that their back is to the wall. They know they're going to be blamed for everything that's coming down the pike now. And I truly believe that they realize that they're going to have to fight and fight to the death because it's coming at them. They're going to lose everything if they don't fight, and they intend to win this war. Pastor Jim, what do you think about that?
I believe you're absolutely correct. I don't think that they have any choice. They have no way to go. They have no way to back out of it. They can only go forward with it. Which leads me to wonder if that prophecy in the book of Ezekiel, that he will put a hook in their mouth and bring them, force them to come, was he actually talking about forcing us to go over there? Hence starting the war to end all wars,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people might consider this to be the Battle of Armageddon, but for our listening audience out there, Pastor Jim, tell them what Armageddon really stands for.
Well, it really means the Battle of the Wheat Field, and if you go over to Israel, you'll be real hard-pressed to find any wheat,
mm-hmm.
Which means that the only great wheat-producing country in the world right now is the United States. It used to be Russia before the Bolshevik Revolution, and there are some other countries that produce wheat, but nothing on the scale that we do, and here we have wheat being produced starting west of the Appalachians and ending east of the Rockies, and I do believe there's enough space there to have a little bit of skirmish.
Well, I think they have mentioned that the United States is certainly the breadbasket of the world, and in past dealings we have supplied Russia with all of our surplus wheat, tons and tons and tons of wheat were shipped over, and I think they're probably now in underground bunkers waiting for just the right time to use it. But we essentially have no stored wheat in this country anymore.
No, you're right. You're absolutely correct. In fact, we've sold all the futures.
All the futures.
For the next, the amount of time escapes me, I think it was 5 or 6 years, all the futures have been sold. We can't store any.
Mm-hmm.
We don't produce enough at this time to do it. As you know, most of the farmers are going under.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that comes to mind, a lot of people, they've seen the New Jerusalem in the Bible, and they think the New Jerusalem will be over in Israel. Would you comment what your thoughts on the New Jerusalem are?
Yes, the New Jerusalem is most definitely the United States. All the prophecies lead to it. You could go into the book of Isaiah, and here he says that the New Jerusalem will be where they draw the oil from the flinty rock. Well, that's not the case over in the Middle East. It also says that the Jerusalem, the old Jerusalem, is where all Sodom, it's where all the evil birds gathered, etc., etc. It's a den of vipers and thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not here, even though you might get an argument out of that somewhat, the way things are going. But
what about the land of the unwalled villages?
That's right.
The land of the cattle, the land of the pine, the fir, and the boxwood tree? Are any of those trees over there?
Not a one. The land that is divided in quarters by rivers that run to the uttermost parts of the earth, which is north and south.
Mm-hmm. And for all the listening audience out there, just a secondary witness to prove that the United States is the New Jerusalem, what just so happens to be right in the middle of Jerusalem, Pastor Jim?
USA.
USA. Isn't that ironic? I think our Father's trying to tell us something so that we can fully prepare ourselves. Well, a little information to the people out there that want to try to find something to try to help protect them against the possibility of anthrax. If you're in a large city, I would try to move. I would at least try to find residents out of the city, because that's where most of the people are going to succumb if indeed anthrax is used. But to let you know what is available for you to combat anthrax, the Miracle 2 products that we promote on this program, if even the foreign countries are coming over to examine the Miracle 2 products at the factory, because they're the only thing that is known to many people to neutralize it. So Miracle 2 is certainly something that could be used. Another thing is the tetracycline or doxycycline that can be obtained from your medical doctors. You can get a prescription and get it filled. Also, in this book that we're using tonight, it talks about how you can go to a co-op, and for animals, they have a product called Terramycin Soluble Powder. It's basically what the pharmacies use, but it's in a powder form. And the amount of powder that you could get in a small bag would be about $14 if you got the same amount from a pharmacist at the old prices in capsules would run about $1,400. If you can't copy all of this down or you miss a name, please call us and we will be more than happy here at the Shepherd's Call to give you the information that you might need. Another thing that would help in neutralizing anthrax would be some water minerals. We here at the Shepherd's Call have Water Oz products. Silver water is effective, zinc water is effective, and calcium water is also, the combination of the three are very effective in neutralizing the possibility of an anthrax infection. And we believe that if you're cautious and you're wise as serpents, you can start leaning in that direction and make the necessary preparations and take care of this potential problem. But we here at Shepherd's Call would like to help you with that if you need further information. Pastor Jim, what are the people around here trying to do to prepare for this?
Well, most of them are storing food. A few of them are even fuel, whether it's kerosene or gasoline, and, of course, water. Of course, we're very fortunate in this area that we have underground springs that are very easily to tap into and use. And one comment I'd like to make, Dr. Gary, is for those who maybe are new listeners or those who are old listeners and possibly think that, well, these fellows are just crying wolf about this anthrax thing, I want to remind the old listeners that about 6-7 years ago, there was a fellow by the name of Peter Kawaja, and, of course, Joyce Riley, who brought this out. Peter Kawaja discovered it. This was just prior to the Gulf War. And nobody ever heard of it before, and they tried to get this message out, and the results of that was Peter's Kawaja's wife was assassinated, and the senator that she was flying with, he's had two homes burnt down to the ground, and you know some of the problems that Joyce Riley's had. And they said, well, it's just a conspiracy thing, don't worry about it. Now look, now it's like a household name. So they may want to pay attention to that and not consider this being some kind of wolf cry.
Well, Pastor Buddy, I know you've been reading the terrorism book over there and trying to prepare so that we could get the word out today. We had planned another message today, but our Father led us into this tonight to try to help the listeners be aware of what might be the ramifications if indeed this anthrax is released. And one of the things we have to look at is our people perish for lack of knowledge. So we're just trying to make you a little more knowledgeable so you might prepare yourself if the worst, in fact, does occur. Pastor Buddy, what do you think?
Well, Dr. Gary, we want to give an address here for those who would like to call in tonight and get some information. We've got a very valuable information on where they can obtain gas masks, for instance. And we know that gas masks are going at the rate, I think it's probably, most of them are all sold out across America and probably across the world, because now the whole world is a target for terrorists. And any group, any dissident group, any large military might nation could release this deadly biological warfare upon the world, and the Arabs could take the blame for it. And so this is a very, very, very volatile situation here. So we need to be very careful. And I urge our president and our congressman to take caution in trying to start this thing, because this thing could get out of the Pandora box, could be open, and Dr. Gary, we could have some major problems. So if you'd like to call us immediately after the broadcast, We'll be here. We're going into service now tonight after the broadcast again. So we'll be here 15 to 20 minutes after the broadcast, and then you could have to leave us a message. We're at 828-321-1010. That is our only number that we have available into where we're at tonight. Now, if you'd like to call Pastor Buddy at the House of Yahweh, you could give us in Tazewell, Tennessee. You could call area code 423-626-2172, and then you could leave a message there, and I could return your call when we get home, praise Yahweh, if we make it in. And if you'd like to email us, if you have a computer, email us at houseofyahweh@posse-comitatus.org. If you'd like to go up to our website and look at the information we have available, it is www.posse-comitatus.org/House of Yahweh. Remember tonight also, ladies and gentlemen, that you can hear the Shepherd's Call on Worldwide United Patriot Radio with Captain Steve Anderson aboard there at the controls, frequency 6.900. And Dr. Gary could talk to you after the broadcast and give you information where that you could obtain some of the preventative mechanisms that might give you some protection during this unusual, perilous time. The danger signs of such an attack include this: outbreaks of unusual diseases in distant parts of the nation at the same time, sudden government efforts to limit travel from city to city, state to state, or efforts to quarantine a large section of a city, county, or a state, a sudden, unexpected vaccination program initiated by the government to avoid new strains of the flu or other symptoms in this disease. If the government instigates a nationwide vaccination program during a time crisis between the U.S., or let's say Iraq, or other Arab nations or foreign nations known for terrorist activity, chances are good it is going to do this in a clandestine effort to head off a biological attack. While you weigh the risks or side effects that might accompany such inoculations, chances are the vaccine being administered might possibly save your life. In such case, having your family get the shots might be the best thing that you ever have them to do. But remember, fear breeds torment. And my advice to you is get your gas mask. I get you some food like Pastor Jim has advised. And ladies and gentlemen, have you still got your Y2K provisions? Remember, they're just only 1 year old than they was, so you might need them. Pastor Jim has talked about the people here in Andrews having stored food, gasoline, and oil, and things of this nature. So you need to make provisions. You see, this is a very dangerous world that we live in. You're not safe anywhere. So don't run to one nation thinking that you'll flee from danger, because this thing could turn into be a worldwide war, and we are talking about biological. We're not talking about bombs. These countries that we're talking about here that have the delivery systems, it's not for bombs, but it is for terrorist activities such as canisters of this highly, highly dangerous bacteria that they can release into the air and cause a major, if not major, I think we've only got one case reported in America. That is down in Florida, I understand, today. Is that right, Dr. Gary?
That's what I understand.
Well, one case, and then we have fear and panic. It's all over the news and the radio. Now, this could spread. This could get very deadly before this is over. So this nation needs to come together. We need to pray and ask for divine guidance. We understand that Yahweh will be in control of the situation, or at least we feel like that he is. So our advice to you is, along with the gas masks and the food provisions, get into the great name of Yahweh. The Bible said the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run in it, Dr. Gary, and they're safe.
Well, I truly believe that, and if the name of Jesus or Christ or Lord hasn't worked, they may just try Yahweh and find out that they finally hit on the correct answer.
Well, I agree with that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're glad to have you aboard tonight. Why don't you call a friend and tell them tomorrow night we'll be back with more timely information about the certain situation in the world. We'll give you some prophecies that we feel like that are very relevant to the times, because the Bible, all you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, to really find out where we're at is go to the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. It'll tell you it'll be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Well, you see, that time hadn't come yet. We're coming to it. It looks like the scenario is coming down to where we're going to have a mass invasion of diseases and things of this nature. Potential, Dr. Gary, you have alerted us tonight for this this bacteria that is so deadly that one canister could take out at least 1 million people strategically placed in a city. Now, what if we have seven million Arabs, with the potential of among them they could be at least 200 or 300 hidden terrorists from with an agenda to place these canisters, and we believe they have them. We also believe that they have nuclear devices here in America right tonight.
That's correct.
And when the time comes, these could be set off, because the prophecies in the Quran are done indicating that war must start against the great Satan, and that they, the Arabs, will become victors. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to really batten down the hatch and get ready and lower the sails here and stay steady in the water and keep our head low and our powder dry. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're glad to have you aboard tonight. Dr. Gary, we've got a couple more minutes. Let's get into some of the telephone numbers here that they can obtain Miracle 2. You mentioned Miracle 2 as a cheap way to detoxify the body by washing it in this miracle soap. It's Miracle 2. It's done and tested.
That's right.
And the scientific evidence is that it will kill this deadly bacteria in less than 60 seconds. Now, let me give you a number. If you would like to call us about Miracle 2, these are all toll-free numbers, and we can get it to you by the gallon. It's still available. You better hurry, because it is going fast. Dr. Gary, this is one of the largest selling items now in the United States of America, and we know the reason why, because it is effective. The only known product formula that I know on the market as a soap that can wash your body clean if you're contaminated with any kind of a biological weapon that is to be used. Now, it's 877-289-7439. You can call also here at 888-281-7320. You can call Brother Eric at Cedar Fork Herbs and Minerals. He carries the product also at 866-761-0438. These are the numbers that you could use to get your antidote. This is an effective antidote. Dr. Gary, the amazing thing about Miracle 2 was given in a spiritual vision to Brother Clayton, and he has manufactured this, and now they're up and running, have plenty available now.
That's right.
But we expect in the next 3 weeks that this will even be hard to purchase with the fear and panic that is going across America. So we'd like to let you know that we do have in stock Miracle 2 at these three telephone numbers. You better call and get your order in. This will be shipped to you postpaid as soon as we get your order. Dr. Gary and these folks here that handle Miracle 2 shipping, they usually get it out within 3 days of the order. So you better get it in, and you better keep it available. We use it. We are stocked with it. Most of the people here in Andrews are stocked with Miracle 2, and also in Dr. Gary's region of Mississippi. And this is being shipped. Dr. Gary, you are also overseas.
That's correct. We've had several calls, and we shipped one order not too long ago to Spain.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy of the Shepherd's Call. Our time is coming gone. We've enjoyed being aboard with you tonight. Call a friend and tell them that we'll be on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We're going to have some more very interesting information, and we're going to get into the prophetic word to see if we can get to the bottom of this perilous situation that we have in America and the world for that matter. Pastor Buddy, again, my guests tonight have been Dr. Gary Haygood out of Natchez, Mississippi, and Pastor Jim Van Dyne out of Andrews, North Carolina. Until we see you, Yahweh bless you, Israelites. Keep your head low and your powder dry. We'll see you tomorrow night, Yahweh willing.
thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Call. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.